rehearsal the week of the concert, we still would have needed a long rehearsal the day of. Okay, that doesn't mean we need to disband. And this is my suggestion for future concerts, is that we need to make sure that we have a sound check, but that we have a space that we can go and sit with a keyboard or a piano, where we really can. We, guys, when you sing a concert of 23 songs or however many there were, you really have to touch on them a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. You have to touch on them a little bit, and you just have to, especially when you haven't had a rehearsal since Monday. But even if we had had a rehearsal Wednesday, we still would have needed that time. Okay. So I just honestly, I'm being honest with you guys. I just thought that was like the norm of Labor Chorus, because that's what we did for Town Hall, and that's what we, you know, this was the schedule, and I was given the schedule, and I was like, okay, that's our schedule. Honestly, I wasn't trying to, you know, make it difficult for anyone or any. I mean, it was, you know, like I said, it was difficult for me too. But I really just thought that was the norm for this chorus. Okay, I will tell you this, and I know that some of you are going to say, but you know, you're younger and blah, blah. You know, I sang at a concert this weekend, and we had a 5-hour rehearsal Friday night, and we had a 2.5 rehearsal Saturday before the concert. So it does happen. I do want to let you guys know that does happen, and it happens when you're in a space for the first time. You also need to understand that too. It's one thing if you rehearse in the space that you perform in, okay? Because I actually thought it was a little bit strange, because the concert that I'm in is a Staten Island ensemble in a minute. We rehearse at a church, and that's where our concert was, at the exact same space. I thought it was a little odd that our rehearsal was 5 hours long on a Friday, because we rehearse in that space. It wasn't a new acoustic, okay? But still, you know. And I did what I had to do to get through that rehearsal and made it work. But that being set aside, and I'm not making excuses, but I really just thought that was the norm for this group. May I also remind you, okay, because some of you wrote in that, you know, if we had had a Wednesday rehearsal, we would have blah, blah, blah. No, guys, we've had Monday rehearsals and then gigs on Wednesdays where we're singing three pieces, or the three pieces have fallen apart. Do you get what I'm saying? We had like a Monday rehearsal. Let me say it again. A Monday rehearsal and then a gig on a Wednesday where we're only singing three pieces, sometimes three pieces that we like know like the back of our hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, and they still fall apart. So that's kind of like a moot point, I think. That if we had a Wednesday rehearsal, no. We always need to make sure as much as possible that if we're singing a lengthy concert, that we have to have time to focus in on all that repertoire and really get it underneath, you know, get it under us, so that we're not completely thrown off by the concert. Do I think we should have to stand for all that? No. In the future, are we going to make sure that we have a room with a keyboard or piano? Yes. But that's what we'll do. Okay? Because no one complained about Town Hall after Town Hall doing that. So it was kind of, again, I just thought, this is the norm. So, you know, now that we know that you don't like that, and, you know, I don't particularly care for it either, then we will just make sure that we fix it. Okay? That we will fix it. All right. Now, some of you talked a bit about, you know, the length of the concert. I don't know. There were one or two emails about, we didn't know to sing this many songs. But, you know, when you're at a venue such as Tribeca or Town Hall, or you have to have a substantial concert. You can't go out there and sing, you know, 30 minutes worth of music. So we're selling tickets, and we're, you know, people are paying for a ticket.
That's right.
So the concert has to be of some
substance.
Okay, I've nipped that a little bit over the years. I've said we don't have to have 25. We can have 22, or we can cut a piece, or we can cut here and there. Yes, okay, but you do have to have some substance on a big concert like that. Okay. So, but I do think that you guys did really well. I was extremely pleased. I was extremely pleased with how well you did. I agree with you, Kelly, that you can't talk. We're now walking on and off the risers really well, in an organized manner, but you can't talk when you're doing it, okay? You can't talk when you're doing it. And I know that it's not like we're singing, you know, the Brahms Requiem or something. That's not our repertoire, but still. Still. Some of you, when you were walking off, not just at the end, but before the intermission, like for the intermission, and you were like waving at your friends in the audience, and you were like, you went downstage and shook some of your friends' hands, and it's just kind of like, I'm kind of like, Kelly, that's one of those things that's like someone's, you know, putting their fingernails on a chalkboard, and it's just like, what's happening? Like, you just don't do that. You know, and again, I know that we're not like singing with an orchestra and doing the Brahms Requiem, and it's not like one of those like roaring and talks and da da. It's not formal, but at the same time, we still should be conveying professionalism so that people take us seriously, and also the fact that people pay. They're paying for a ticket, so therefore we should try to, you know, just up the standard a bit and not be so casual. Okay, so that's just one little thing. I want to thank you guys for donating the tickets because my students loved it. And they thought it was just, they you know, and a lot of my students who came are actual, you know, like activists.
Good.
And they were like, they just couldn't, they were just like over the moon. And some of them had no idea what in the world, you know, this all meant. And it was very educational for them. And they enjoyed it tremendously. So thank you so much for that. That was really wonderful. Yeah, and my mom was able to hear you guys. I don't know if you can realize that. My mom's never been to any of our concerts because she's from Kentucky. But she happened to be in town for my brother's 30th birthday, and he actually had a concert Saturday night too. She went to his concert in Soho, and then she was all, you know, Miss New York. She took that over to us and saw our second half.
Oh.
So she was able to get both of us in that night. And she was just like, this was just really fun. This was really fun.
That's great.
she really gets into it. I'm sure she was out there singing along. I can only imagine. But still. Were things perfect? No. Did we sing everything perfectly? No. Were things better? Absolutely. Were they a lot better? Yes. Okay. And I too have to say I was extremely proud, if I do say so myself, of the fact that our biggest applause came from If You Can Walk, You Can Dance.
Oh yes, I know that was going to be
the most legit piece on our
sophisticated musically.
The most legit piece, meaning, you know, very technical, and that was the piece that, you know, that's the high note. Took us a lot of time, and guess what? The audience appreciated it. Could tell, you know, not because you did a bad job that it was hard, but could tell that you executed something difficult. You know, and so, you know, we need to do more of that.
Yeah, I'll try to find
the piece. That was one of those little summer pieces.
I'll try to find one more.
Right. So, did I upload that last summer? Right. So, that was kind of like your summer read, right? And so, this summer is going to be a song of peace, okay? And you need to just learn it.
We will.
You know, just learn it. Just listen to those files and just get it learned. Okay, when you come in the fall, we have a
new piece for you.
Okay, it won't take us as long. Song of Peace isn't as hard, so it should be an even easier one to put together. But anyway, I'm very proud of you. I'm very, very proud of you. I'm excited to see what we do in the future.
Right.
And, you know, I'm excited about our next tour. I want to know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want us to get those thoughts going. The other thing is, I guess we can go ahead and start on to other announcements. Or did you want to make a concert announcement?
I just want to say one thing. I got to spend some time with Bill Valenti and his wife after the concert at the bar.
Yes.
And they really both got such a kick out of participating with us. And I just want to say that it's an honor for us that he is creating these songs and using us to showcase these songs. And
we can sing
them again.
And taking
really
time and money to buy in, to participate, is just, to me, phenomenal.
We don't pay them.
Yeah, we don't pay them.
This music and
a lot of money he was in. He was in finance for 25 years before he became a songwriter.
Dennis!
Dennis!
He is the best.
going to start.
I thought you all were great.
Good.
Better each year.
Thank you.
We really see how the small things make a big difference.
They do.
People talk about the words, the clarity of the words. Think about what Jana instructs on each week. As you put those things into effect, it really makes a big difference. So, really sound great. But I hear that each week. From this finish point, I hear how the sound improves.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
We love you. Do I thank you every week? Because honestly, having a good accompanist as a choral conductor, having a good or bad accompanist will make or break an ensemble. I have to say, and you know, he's good. So we're lucky.
I promise that we wouldn't carry on this much longer because we have June 5th chorus to practice. But let me just read this from Tina Sussman, who is the reporter from the Tribune.
LA
Times. Hi, Barbara. I'm sitting in the audience at the Saturday concert, and you guys sound great. So she was emailing me while sitting here. My boyfriend agrees. Okay. And thanks again for the tickets. We gave her tickets as a complimentary ticket.
Who is this?
The
Los Angeles Times.
She wants to speak too. Is the Afterglow. It turned out it was congested, and people were complaining that they were not serviced properly. And so the next day, when I heard the complaints, I called and let them know. Call back from the manager with an apology, and so I want to let you know that anytime you want to go back to Lily O'Brien, just mention the chorus. But he did apologize. He don't know what happened. The bartender became overwhelmed. I don't know because we all came in at one time. But I just wanted to let you know that we did follow through on what happened. And he,
very good.
But that will not stop us.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Did you want to ask the labor arts?
Yeah. I wanted to ask first of all whether it's too late to sign up to join the labor arts.
We have a group, and I'm in direct contact with the director of the
I attended the last labor arts a few years ago, and it was described as performing two songs on a Sunday. The last time we went, there were many more than two songs. That's the formal performance. But this is the choral convergence. So you get labor choruses from throughout the country, and you get to meet people from other labor choruses and sing with them. And the singing sometimes goes well into the night with a lot of drinking and a very good time. We had a great time. I think everyone who went to that last one would agree with me about that. Also, the labor arts is beautiful. They have a lot of poster art that's very nice and book discussions and this type of thing. So I really recommend it to all of you.
All right.
So who's coming on Wednesday?
We need
those 20 names, right?
Yeah, but we don't. Do we have? We need you to pick.
How many people we have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 enough from each section?
Any
yeah.
Seniors, well, any sopranos? There were two sopranos.
Okay.
So then
should
we
discuss everybody else?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you're not singing on Wednesday, I will see you next
good.
Monday. And those of you who are singing Wednesday, you get a crunch in.
Have a good
day.
Bobby and Bob, can you come up with it? Come up around.
Did
everyone Bob?
Yes.
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 Bugs?
Yes.
Did anyone else need the performance notice that says white shirt and it also says the correct address?
No one wear white
shirts? White shirts and the 43 East 19th is west of Park Avenue South.
Okay.
So it's between Park Avenue South and Broadway, I guess. All right.
And the white shirt means a T-shirt?
Yeah.
T-shirt. Okay.
Okay. Our summer outfit.
Excuse me, did you have any questions?